WFAA.AI or phone 772-298. The following program was recorded at an earlier time.
Welcome to the Keeping It Real Estate Show. This is a live call-in show, and I'm your host, Luke Lewis, along with my co-host, Tiffany Young, where we dive into everything real estate, from buying and selling to making smart investments. Our mission? To educate and keep you informed on the latest happenings in your local market. We're glad to have you with us. Let's get started. Welcome to Keeping It Real Estate, the show where we talk about all things real estate to help you make smart decisions about buying, selling, and living in your dream home. I'm your host today, Luke Lewis.
And I'm Tiffany Young. And whether you're a seasoned homeowner or just starting out, we're here to help you keep it real about real estate.
Absolutely. And just before we get into the show, let's talk a little bit about who we are. We are with Treasure Coast Realty Group, and we're located right here in Fort Pierce, Florida, on the Florida's Treasure Coast. So it's the end of the year, and today's episode is all about getting ready for 2025.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to discuss year-end tax prep. I know nobody likes to talk about taxes, but also we're going to file and talk about filing for homestead exemptions here in Florida, and also setting yourself up for success in the new year.
Yeah, and so today is a little different. It's a recorded show, so we won't be taking live calls. But we will be back live next week, Wednesday, and we would love to hear about how your holiday went.
We just absolutely didn't want to miss this episode, a chance of getting here to talk with you. So we wanted to come in and do something fresh and exciting so we keep everybody on board and on track as you listen to our shows. So, Tiffany, before we get into the show today, let's talk about how, and since we're talking about speaking of the holidays, how was your Christmas holiday?
It was great. You know, I got to spend some time with the parentals, my siblings, nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
You know, family time around the holidays is always so awesome.
Always so awesome.
Yeah. How was yours?
Yeah, mine was absolutely great. I slept until like 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Christmas Day and got up after that, got a chance to get something to eat, hung out a little bit and got back in the bed and slept some more for the day. So it was a very merry, holly, jolly time for me.
That's good. Sleeping.
Sleeping, yeah.
Good.
Exactly. So let's talk about your new year. You have any plans for the new year?
Oh, absolutely. I'm definitely going to be celebrating bringing in the new year. You know, but most importantly, I can't wait to get some much needed rest like you did over the Christmas holiday.
Yeah, you missed it. I got a jump start on you.
Yeah.
So that was good. So getting some rest is really important.
Yeah.
Gives you that little bit of juice you need to start off energetic in your new year. So getting ready for the new year and talking about that, let's talk about whether or not you're a vision board person or kind of one of those New Year's resolutions kind of people. Where are you on that?
Yeah, I'm definitely a vision board kind of gal, you know?
Really?
Yeah, I modify my board every year to reflect, you know, what I've accomplished. And, you know, I add any new goals for the upcoming year. I don't typically make resolutions, but I do make plans.
Well, you do, really. So I don't know, what's the difference in resolutions and the plans?
Well, I call it plans.
Oh, you do?
Because, you know, they say New Year's resolutions, you break, like, after, come February, like, what? You forgot all about what you were resolving to do.
But you can break the plan, right?
Well, the plans change.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. Remember that, listeners, say, don't make resolutions if you don't think you're going to stick to them. Make plans, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's dive into your year in tax prep. Your homeowners, for those who are out there listening this evening, it's time to get your paperwork in order. Get ready for the taxes because they're coming and the year is up. So, Tiffany, why is it so important to start right now?
Well, you know, starting early ensures that you don't miss out on important deductions like mortgage interest, property taxes, and any energy efficient upgrades that you can take deductions for. You know, they can really add up and save you some money come April. You know, speaking of that, do you think you can give us a quick list of some home efficient upgrades that can help people save
absolutely.
Money?
Absolutely. I'm glad you asked that question. And this is especially geared toward first time homeowners who are for the first time actually going out there and now you're keeping the castle. You're responsible for repairs. You're responsible for things that are done. You're responsible for upgrades or improvements. And so there's so many new expenses that you've got now that also can come back to you in the form of, you know, some tax benefits because you just don't know they exist. You're not going to be able to take advantage of them. So I'm going to give you a couple of tips on some things that you can file that can be deducted and might help you along the way. Like, for instance, solar panels. Solar panels are a great way if you're looking to have some efficiencies in the home to offset your electric costs and at the same time offset your energy cost as well. Any energy efficient upgrades like impact windows, doors, even new air conditions. If you go with a lower SEER AC unit, that is something that is tax deductible because now you've improved the efficiency in your home. And especially for those out there who have come into times where there's a need to make medical needs or changes to your home, like wheelchair accessibility, maybe widening doors for rooms or removing a tub in the bathroom, replacing it with a shower. Those things are all tax deductible. And because those are medical improvements, you can actually file for those things when you're doing your taxes. And it's just amazing how many things people have no idea of that are tax deductible when they're filing their taxes because they just never went the extra distance.
Yeah. And don't forget about charitable donations. You know, if you've donated to local organizations or participated in community events, those contributions can also be tax deductible. So keep those receipts handy.
Yeah, yeah. And they help all throughout the year. Another good tip is if you can make an extra mortgage payment before December 31st, that additional interest can also be tax deductible in this year's taxes.
Absolutely.
So if you've got the money in your mortgage is due on the first or the second or third, nine times out of 10, you've already got the money put away and it's saved up and ready for you to click the button and pay the bank, right? But that couple of days early payment can help you in your current year tax base and help you get some additional traction. So that's something you should be very mindful of.
For sure. And not to mention that extra payment can also assist you in paying off your mortgage earlier.
Exactly.
You know, and if you're a little unsure about how this applies to you, we definitely recommend that you consult with a tax professional that specializes in real estate.
Yep. And again, Tiffany, I'll echo this once more, especially if you are a first-time homeowner and you've recently gotten into your home. There are a lot of tax benefits that you might not be aware of because you've always been used to someone else being the butcher and the baker and the candlestick maker and you just make a phone call, right? Somebody, you leave something, a note, you know, you type in information into the portal and you come home and
everything's repaired.
Everything's fixed. It's like
magic,
right? Right. Well, now you as the actual homeowner, because those repairs and those expenses are yours, you get to take the benefit of having that.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, I just wanted to make sure that I brought that up.
Absolutely.
Yep. So let's talk about one of the biggest benefits of owning a home in Florida, the homestead exemption. Going to go into that for us, Tiffany?
Yeah, this exemption can save you thousands of dollars on your property taxes, literally. You know, we'd love to break this down for our, just the basics for our listeners, Luke.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you a 30,000 foot view of this thing, but it's going to give you, yeah, absolutely. So you look down, you're going to see it all, but you know, to dig into it, you're going to need to dig into it. And we're saying these things and we're sharing this information with everyone because we not only want to get on a radio show and talk about these things, but we also want to get people to start engaging in the things that impact them because we want to not just give you information, but teach you how to source and see and understand the information as well. So I'm going to give you a couple of tips here. So if you own a primary residence in Florida, you can file for a homestead exemption, which reduces the taxable value of your home by up to $50,000. And this applies to your property taxes and provides valuable protection against creditors.
Yeah, and that's huge.
$50,000.
But the deadline to file for it is March 1st of the tax year. So you mark your calendars. You know, if you're just, you'd bought your home after that time, you have until March 5th of 2025 to apply for a homestead exemption for the year 2025.
That's correct. That's right.
And so what do homeowners need to do to apply?
Well, you're going to need proof of residency, proof mm-hmm. that you own the home, mm-hmm. Like your Florida's driver's license, vehicle registration.
Or voter's card.
Or voter's card, yeah. And if you bought a new home in 2023, make sure to transfer your homestead exemption from your previous residence. Mm-hmm. Don't forget that. That's mm-hmm. crucial in making sure that it applies to your new place that you live.
Yeah, and don't forget about the Save Our Homes benefit here in Florida. It caps how much your home's assessed value can increase each year. Mm-hmm. Even if the real estate market skyrockets, the increase cannot be more than 3% of the previous year's assessed value.
You know, that's a game changer mm-hmm. for long-term savings. Mm-hmm. And just thinking of the fact that they're going to give you a cap in your assessed value helps you. And just don't forget that this benefit is portable. So that means you can transfer it to a new property, but there's a maximum amount that can be transferred. So if you're new to Florida and just getting here and you're deciding you're going to buy a house or something of that, you know, sense, check out your county's property appraisal website for details on how to apply. And most property appraisal websites could be St. Lucie County,
Martin County, wherever you're looking, Palm Beach County,
Broward County property appraisal site. And when you go onto these portals, it takes you directly to a place that you can access information on your property. And in most cases, the only thing you have to do is enter in your address and click search. And it's going to give you everything that you could imagine about your home. Permits that were taken out at points, taxes amount. When your building was constructed, mm-hmm. How many square feet is mm-hmm. in your building. I mean, all the particulars that you've always wanted to know about your home is located with the click of a button in those sites. And that's that little bit of homework that we were talking about, where we not only want to feed you fish, but we want to teach you how to fish.
Yeah, and this brings us back to a previous show where we talked about, you know, starting mm-hmm. a file. You know, it's so important to gather all of your documents. And I mean, an online file will be just as good, but it's so hard. It's so hard enough preparing things to file your taxes. But now you have that additional mm-hmm. Step to take because you're a homeowner now and you have to gather all of your documents and make sure that everything's in one place so that you know, any upgrades that you did that year, you installed a new air conditioner or put in those impact windows, or hurricane shutters, or mm-hmm. anything that you did, you want to make sure that you have those receipts, you know, or now you can start calling around and asking people, hey, you know, I did this last year. Can you email me my, mm-hmm. my receipt or something like that? Mm-hmm.
And talk about that, Tiffany. I know it's going back a couple of shows, but I really appreciated that part when you brought that up on the show that we did a few weeks ago that talked about that file, and I don't remember exactly what you called it.
Well, this was preparing people to purchase a home, and that's where you gathered all of your documents and you know, all of your taxes and mm-hmm. Employment receipts and all of that, and prepared in advance for wanting to purchase. Mm-hmm. But this here is to prepare in advance for tax season, and especially if you just bought your home this year, you want to prepare for the next year. Even if you didn't file that homestead exemption in March of this year, now you'll be prepared come March of 2025 to go online and, you know, read up a little bit on the Save mm-hmm. Our Homes assessment benefit and on the homestead exemption. You know, the cap, I think, is $500,000 that you can transfer with the Save Our Homes. But definitely, you look into it and find out exactly, you know, if you qualify and what you qualify for.
Those are valuable resources that I'm not sure everyone knows or has taken advantage of. And again, I keep pointing back to first-time home buyers where you just don't know. You know, you're so happy to be into your new home and you're no longer renting that, you know, the fact that you're paying in some cases equal to or less than you were paying for renting, you're just happy for those savings, not knowing that there's so many additional savings.
Benefits,
that are just waiting for you if you just know how to access these resources.
And,
right?
You know, and there's a cap. You have 3 years after purchasing your home
don't forget that
to apply for the Save Our Homes benefit. Mm-hmm. 3 years by January 1st of the year that you're going to file the taxes. Mm-hmm. So there's a time limit on doing things. There's a time limit to apply, and there's a cutoff. Mm-hmm. So just keep that in mind as well. Mm-hmm. With that being said, I think we should do like a quick Q&A session that we can expound on after.
Okay, so this is going to be like, okay, so.
Q&A.
Okay, wait a second. Let me sit up straight here because I don't want to be.
Okay, so Luke.
Wait a second. No, I'm not ready yet.
Okay.
Give me a second. Okay. Wait a minute. Let me do this.
It's not that deep.
Okay.
Okay, all so right. If I bought my house in October, do I qualify for the homestead exemption?
Great question. Okay. And the answer to your question, yes. As long as the home was your primary residence by January 1st of 2024, you can file for the exemption by March 1st. But it has to be before March 1st.
Absolutely.
That was a good question. That was a good question. Where did you get that one from?
Google.
See, she's slow, folks. She should have taken credit for that one. That's okay. All right.
Well, listen. So, next question. So, okay. What happens if I forget to file my homestead exemption by March 1st?
Okay. So, just like anything else, if you miss the deadline, unfortunately, you have to wait until next year to apply. You know, that's why it's so important to set reminders for yourself and gather your documents now. You want to be ready. The savings is so much, and it can impact your monthly amount that you pay or your taxes greatly, that it should be one of those things that's so important that you don't just leave it by chance to just stumble on the information when the time comes.
Mm-hmm.
Set your calendars, put in the calendar what you need, have it there when the time comes, and be ready to jump on the opportunity when the deadline comes. Because once you miss it,
you have to wait until the following year.
Yeah, and that means that, you know, 12 months of that same amount that you don't get the benefit of because you simply miss that point on the clock.
And, you know, speaking of that, you know, sometimes, mm-hmm. like, well, I'm the queen of reminders in my phone. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm the queen of
I've been
snooze.
There when it starts going off.
And I silence it, right? I silence the reminder and,
really?
You know, yeah, and I forget.
It dings so much.
But I forget to go back and do the thing.
Okay.
So I understand, you know, I have to make a reminder and a backup reminder, like, way in advance to make sure that I get on top of things. So if you're anything like me, just, you know, maybe tell someone, hey, remind me. I'm always telling Luke, remind me. He's like, well, I have to remind myself about my things. How can I remember
folks, if you listen, we're talking about pressure here.
And then I'm upset when you don't remind me.
Yep.
Like, how did you forget to remind me?
I can't remember something for myself. I have no idea how she expects me to remember it for her. But
okay, one more cue.
Okay.
Okay, so.
All right, I'm ready.
Can I claim homestead exemption on my vacation home or rental property?
Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. Why?
That's a no-no. So the way homestead exemption works, it only applies to your primary residence. So vacation homes or investment properties, they don't apply at all. And, you know, you could have a plethora of those.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine if people were filing homestead exemptions on every vacation home they had or investment.
Mm-hmm.
It'd become kind of confusing. And not only that, but it would skirt the tax base. So the only homestead exemption you can apply for is for your home or primary residence.
Yeah.
Those are great questions.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Nice job on that.
Mm-hmm. Google. Yeah.
Google again.
Okay. Yeah. So as we wrap up, I mean, we're not really wrapping up, but I wanted to, you know, bring out a quick tip on getting ready for the new year. A few tips maybe. One of those are reviewing the homeowner's insurance policy. So mm-hmm. I wanted to get into that because especially for you first-time home buyers that purchased your homeowner's insurance policy through your mortgage professional or maybe your realtor help you secure it,
right.
You were just happy to get a plan or a payment that you could afford.
Or
you,
just be able to get insurance.
To
so
get
insurance,
yeah,
yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, in a lot of cases, we see that consumers, homeowners, they don't really review that policy.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they don't review it forever and ever and it keeps renewing. And they realize if something happens, they're underinsured or even sometimes overinsured. People don't even realize that that's a thing.
Yeah.
So
it's possible.
It is.
It is. So
it is.
I just went through that myself. Actually, last August 24th, I had a fire at my home, and the fire, believe it or not, stemmed from a massage chair, and there was a shortage in the massage chair, and just to make the story shorter, I ended up with 25% fire damage, 50% water damage, and 100% smoke damage. And it's amazing how when you go through your policy, there are so many like subfolders in your policy. You've got dwelling, you've got contents, you've got loss of use. Your loss of use, by the way, is the amount of money that's in your policy that will pay for a temporary dwelling. Mm-hmm. So you can rent someplace while you're out of your home and you're not double dipping with a mortgage and paying rental. And then contents would be like whatever was in your home, like your furniture or any of those things. And then you get into the dwelling costs. You're talking about putting back the structure and your insurance for many years.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention in terms of contents, you know, a part of that coverage, people don't know that a part of their contents coverage, it can be things that's in your car.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if something got stolen out of your car or something of that, that can be recovered in your homeowner's insurance policy. So review your coverage. I know they say read, they always tell you read the entire thing. And who wants to read?
An insurance policy.
Yeah. Like, you know, so it's like reading an encyclopedia. Like, do they still have those around? Yeah. Not with ChatGPT.
No, exactly. That's like,
so it's
picking
so
up a
important.
Book in a library and reading Othello all over again.
Yeah, so just review things because sometimes you have coverage that you don't even know you've had. And so we're just encouraging you to just take some time.
That's so important.
And take a look at that.
Bringing that up is probably one of the most important items that we've discussed on this show today, because the insurance role in your home is more important than everything. Like having a nice place and nice things mean nothing if you can't replace them. Or if you're covered or insured, if something were to happen. So, you know,
I know you're speaking about this firsthand.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, I mean, you're still like recovering from
that.
Yeah,
I'm still getting IVs from this thing. Yeah. Seriously. I'm still in triage, I think. I don't know if they are going to have a room waiting for me, but this is, it's been a task and a half. But I'm glad
you're
brought this up to our listeners.
Because for sure.
For those of you who aren't sure what's in your policy, now's a good time for you to sit down, open it up, and you mentioned earlier that if you made some improvements.
Take it with you into the throne room, you know?
Sure.
That's the best time to review things.
Yeah, and if you made some enhancements or something that improved the house, you know, make sure that's covered because you might have made something drastic.
Yeah, and that brings me to the next tip. Plan for home maintenance tasks in 2025. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If now is the time to say, okay, what do I want to do this year to my home? Maybe I want to change out those non-efficient windows for energy-efficient ones. And we normally recommend, you know, like someone take 10% of what their monthly payments are and put that into an account for maintenance.
Set aside.
Yeah, and that can help you prepare for, you know, maybe unseen maintenance tasks or planning and saving for a big upgrade or something of that nature. So any other home maintenance tasks or tips around that you think that you'd like to offer?
Yeah, I think the set aside idea is a great way of getting things done because you're not taking that hit all at once. And when it comes to repairs in a home, most of them catch you by surprise every time. But if you're setting aside a little bit every month, then there's a little kitty to dip into if you need to grab something quickly without disrupting, you know, the monthly bill, you know, amount of money you got put away for the bills and the savings and expenses. You just kind of dip into that kitty, do what you need to do, and then you keep it moving. So
yeah, and around reviewing expenses, review those expenses, like review what you're paying for little things that you do around the home. Like, what are you paying for the pool guy, or what are you paying for repairs, like different things of that nature. It's so important to shop around and, you know, compare apples to apples and see if you can, you know, make some savings there or find something that can do a little better job for you. You know, sometimes we're creatures of habit and we don't want to make a change to, you know, what we're used, we're comfortable. But sometimes, you know, just shopping around and seeing what's out there, talking to a friend and
doesn't
asking
hurt.
Them who they use that's so important to help you, you know, save some money.
Yeah.
And definitely get recommendations, because I know there's all of these lists and tacks and all of these places online where you can, you know, go and search for someone to help you do things around the home. But nothing's better than, like Luke likes to say, transfer of credibility.
Transfer of credibility. I love it. I love it. And like, folks, transfer of credibility is like talking to someone else and them saying, I know this guy who knows this guy, and he's absolutely great.
And this is what he did for me. You know, maybe my price isn't your price, but I'm sure you'll get a close enough price where it's something that you can handle. And then you know that the work is going to be, they're going to do a good job.
You won't be disappointed.
And you have someone that can vouch for it.
Correct.
Yeah. And then another tip is set financial goals. You know, make a plan to pay down your mortgage or save for renovations, like I said. But make a plan, if you can, to incorporate that additional payment a month. You know, it's such a small, or a year, I'm sorry. It's such a small thing. Sometimes people think, oh, one more payment a year, what difference can that make? But you will be surprised. Talk to someone about it. Like we said, consult with a tax professional, or maybe you have a friend that's a lender, or, you know, give us a call over there at Treasure Coast Realty Group and we can put you with someone. But
here to help.
Yeah, we're here to help. But anything else, Luke?
Yep. Don't forget to double check your tax forms too as well, and file for that homestead exemption if you qualify, if that's something you're not doing.
Mm-hmm.
So a little preparation now can save you a whole lot of stress later.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tiffany, I think we've covered a lot of material today.
Yeah, we have covered a lot. You know, I'm excited for the new year. Mm-hmm. I'm, you know, planning on just trying to decide when I'm going to take my tree down. In the office, we were talking about keeping the tree up as long as possible.
Yeah.
The trees.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Our trees are up. We have three in our office, folks.
Absolutely.
So stop by, drive by, and you'll see them in the window.
We wanted to take a moment to wish all of you a very, very happy new year, happy holidays, and we hope that you get to spend time with family, with loved ones, and with friends, and that God blesses you throughout this holiday season and throughout the upcoming year, and that you get to do all of the things that your heart desires.
Yep. And in closing, there's no greater gift than love. Make sure that you're sharing it with anybody you know and who gives it back.
Wonderful.
And with that, we're going to kind of close and conclude our show.
Yes, thanks for tuning in to Keeping It Real Estate. And we'll be back next week with more tips and advice to help you navigate this world of real estate.
Have a great week, everyone, and happy New Year planning.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Good night.
You've been listening to the Keeping It Real Estate Show with your hosts, Luke Lewis and Tiffany Young. Thanks for tuning in as we explored everything you need to know about buying, selling, and investing in real estate. Our mission is to keep you informed and ahead of the curve in today's market. Be sure to join us next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. for more expert insights, tips, and local market updates. You can always reach us at 772-510-6801 or by visiting our website at treasurecoastrealtygroup.com. Until then, stay informed, stay inspired, and of course, keep it real in real estate.